none of these revolutions begin as totalitarian regimes. You're going to be liberated from the heel of monarchy. Or you're going to be liberated from the heel of tyrants, etc. You're going to be able to govern yourself. Your wages are going to increase. They make all manner of promises. And one of the promises that they made is also you're not going to have to abide by the moral code or the moral structure of society that these people have forced upon you. Of course, these people weren't forcing anything. They were enforcing what God forced upon us. So it only makes sense that all the maladies that you mentioned, divorce, abortion, pedophilia, name them, crime, theft of any sort, the dissolution of the family, a callous disregard for reverence towards holy objects, it probably would go without anyone having to instruct anyone else, whether you were Eastern Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Roman Catholic, if you were anywhere in what we call Christendom today, or all the way across Asia to where Russia extended at the turn of the 20th century. If you were in a wagon or in a train and you passed a building that had a crucifix on top of it, you probably blessed yourself. You probably absolutely made the sign of a cross, mm-hmm, without anyone mm-hmm telling you to do so. Folks, that's mm-hmm what communism destroyed, and it destroyed it in the United States for the most part, too. Don't kid yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Russia's mm-hmm errors have spread here, and I think that's one of Dr. Gress's points.
Right. And I think even just looking at 1917, you've got, obviously, communism is coming in, but at the same time, you have this deep sense of cynicism that has also resulted from the First World War. And we forget how dramatically that the Great War affected the minds of the West because of the fact that it seemed so futile. And it really, so many of the things that people had put their trust in, and some of it was obviously things they ought not to have, this notion of progress and scientism and whatnot. But it really it was a dramatic cutting off, if you will, of previous wisdom and really moved into this idea of this postmodernism. And so you've got both the West and the East deeply affected, almost in the same way, though, where the church is sterilized almost. So, yeah, it's pretty dramatic when you look at it in a broader scope like that.